My name is Hunter Harris, and I am an associate editor at New York Magazine's Vulture.
I'm Yvonne Lewis. I am Hunter's mom.
Mommy, what do you like know about Beyoncé from me?
I know that you love Beyoncé, and I never could understand why. I never got it. We've had very few conversations about Beyoncé, and you have a story about Beyoncé listening to her music when I was taking you to school.
No, this is the story. Me listening to Beyoncé. I remember Auntie got me Dangerously in Love, and I was sitting in the back seat of the car. You had a Mazda then, and you were like, okay, you can't listen to tracks like 4, 7, and 12, because like those are inappropriate. And I was like, okay, but whatever. That was like the first time I like disobeyed you, I think. So Beyoncé is really important, I think, in our relationship from like how I see us, because I feel like me loving Beyoncé is like me listening to how you and Auntie would talk about Patti LaBelle and Whitney Houston. And like, I just wanted like that kind of version for myself, like a version of like a really like powerful Black woman in media. And like Beyoncé is that person for me. And that's what I think her Coachella set really kind of showed.
Yeah. And one of the things that I was thinking when I have been reading more about Beyoncé, what I realized, Hunter, is that her Coachella performance, that this is bigger than Beyoncé. And just to give you some real perspective, the rest of the Black pioneers loosened the jar for Beyoncé to pop it open. And that's what she did. Her performance, I think, as I reflect back on it, it represents a mix of activism, of perseverance, of timing that was 50 years in the making. She's able to do, as I'm just seeing this play out on the national, international level, she's able to do what politicians can't. She can straddle differences and bring people together, and she's doing it with music.
But I think it's important to say that she's not only doing it with music. I feel like Beyoncé is such a visualist, like with the visual album in 2013, obviously, with Lemonade. And then I think the highest point of that is the Coachella performance, which kind of, it was very cinematic. It was like watching a, concert film, but it was something more than that. I think Beyoncé is so conscious of like the ways that Black people have been depicted in media and in pop culture, and she's totally usurping those stereotypes, bringing in her Southern heritage, bringing in like this HBCU legacy, bringing in Nina Simone and Lift Every Voice and Sing, and bringing in, you know, marching bands. Like, these are all really Black things that she's performing in real time on, you know, a pretty white, liberal, but still very wealthy environment, which is Coachella.
Yeah. And another thing that you're talking about, the social consciousness, and I see that. That's what I'm learning about Beyoncé and why she's important to you, because she is like a lightning rod to advance education among Black youth. She pulls them in with her music, but leaves them with a message about how critical education is to elevate this generation to the next level. And, you know, maybe some of her fans don't have consistent role models the way you did, Hunter, but Beyoncé is doing what she can to help bridge that gap. And I like to think that she no doubt feels an even greater responsibility being a mom now herself. Motherhood should expand our worldview. And part of that is working to empower the least of these and stand with people in their struggles.
I think it's important, too, that Beyoncé is a mother so publicly, because a lot of, parenthood changes your art. And we've seen a lot where it's like someone will start a family and they'll kind of like retreat from public life. But having Blue, having the twins, Sir and Rumi, has only made her even a more powerful entertainer. And I think that was like a really moving part of her Coachella set, is her saying, I was supposed to perform at this concert last year, but I couldn't because I got pregnant. And in that time, I used like the time away to think and dream with these two babies inside me about what this performance could be. And it's, I mean, that just really like was so meaningful and so beautiful. I thought that like motherhood could be this like place of divine inspiration.
Yeah. You know, speaking of motherhood.
this is so ladybird.
I know. So, you know, there's one word, Hunter, that I know I overused when you were
here we go. Sacrifice.
Yes. Yes. Sacrifice. That's it. Because I wanted you to know that it was a struggle to send you to private school. But it paid off, though. Look at you now. I mean, do you remember when you got mad at me when I got rid of our little baby Mercedes for a Toyota Camry, which I still drive today? You were upset because you wanted me to still have that car. But I did what I needed to do to help you succeed. And that's what we as parents and as adults are supposed to do in the lives of children. And Beyonce is doing that, too, though, on a much larger scale. She's helping parent and be role models for an entire world of children and helping create in them a strong and fearless work ethic in the process. And that's what I'm starting to appreciate more about Beyonce, is that level of excellence. I mean, not only just excellence, but she goes beyond that. I mean, it's, she owns it. That's what I take away from her.
No, I feel that too. And I just lost my train of thought, but I
sacrifice? Like when I,
yeah, sacrifice. But I think it's when you're talking about like excellence, and I think it's important with, you know, the absence of Obama, with how fractured our society is, yes, when it comes to Black people today, to be able to look at Beyonce, the most powerful entertainer working, and for her to so publicly say, as she did in her 2013 or 2012 documentary for HBO, like she said verbatim, I am here because I'm a product of my mother's prayers and my grandmother's prayers and my sister's prayers. And I feel like that is so, like, those are conversations that we've had, but to hear someone talk about that idea of like Black legacy and Black femininity on such a public stage and not have to code switch or not have to change it or not have to interpret it for white listeners is really powerful. And I mean, I don't think I told you this before, but whenever I like watched Lemonade for the first time when I was in college, I just got so emotional because it felt like we had a conversation about daddy and you and your divorce in a way that we hadn't ever had, like, personally ourselves. But it's like, oh, it's like everything about how Black women feel devalued in marriage and, you know, in relationships, it just like snapped into perspective. And I understood all the sacrifices that you made that I didn't even see in like deciding to get a divorce.
Right. I'm glad that someone like Beyonce or someone that you looked up to in a different realm was able to bring that message. And it just kind of reminds me that, you know, aside from figures like Martin Luther King Jr. and that most Black kids in the 60s had, they only, you know, celebrities and athletes to look up to. And even then, their influence was limited. I grew up, Hunter, watching Diane Carroll and Pam Grier and Esther Rolle and Gladys Knight, Chaka Khan, Patti LaBelle, of course, all strong women. And I, too, had a strong influence. My mom, who was the first in her family to graduate from college, came from Mississippi picking cotton. Had a cousin who was part of the Freedom Riders. So we have a part to play in helping shape this next generation. And you, Hunter, will no doubt do what we couldn't and that we're not able to do. It wasn't that long ago that Black performers still, you know, had to use the back entrance to nightclubs. And now Beyonce has the number one viewed video on YouTube. And the shift of influence is staggering.
I mean, that's really, now that you're saying that, it's just kind of coming into perspective that not only is Nina Simone, like, you know, one of the foremost performers in Black music and in music, but I mean, she had to like go in back entrances for her performances. And now she's like literally being praised on the Coachella stage by Beyonce. Like that's so, I mean, that kind of generational shift I feel like is so important. And I love that Beyonce is so conscious of that and is so insistent on teaching us that like she didn't come from nowhere, that she is building upon this legacy, like you said.
Yeah. And I think that this whole shift represents a shift in attitude and power that no one saw coming. Well, I didn't see coming. But each time someone in the public eye takes a stand and makes a mark, it chips away at that wall that we haven't had access to before, from the back of the bus to the forefront of social media. Fractured voices now sing in unison with Beyonce leading the chorus.
Wow. That's, yeah, no, I completely agree.
And I do have a question for you, Hunter. What has Beyonce and her performance at Coachella taught you that you might not have gotten any other way?
Oh, that's a good question. One of my favorite moments of the whole set was when I, not to be shady, but when she was performing with Jay-Z, they were doing Deja Vu, and Jay-Z like came on stage and like forgot some of his rap. Meanwhile, Beyonce is doing the choreography that she did when they debuted the song on an award show, and like did it seamlessly as if it were nothing. And I just love that idea that Beyonce, this was her goal from the beginning, that this is like where you are right now might not be where you always will be, if that makes sense. Like, I just like the idea that Beyonce has been this powerful of an artist forever, but that she's only now getting the tools to really execute on her vision. And that's so inspiring to me as like a young person that, you know, the things that I want to do, I don't have all the tools for right now, but that doesn't mean that they won't ever get done.
Yeah. You will do it.
Yeah, because you're doing it too.
Yeah. In a different way.
Okay. This is like too Lady Bird. So, love you.
Yeah. Okay. Love you.
Okay. Bye.